Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. On the last day of spring, we'll get a close-up look at summer weather today with sunny skies and a high temperature of 92 degrees. This evening, mostly clear with a low around 73. And on Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 93, heat index values as high as 100. And in the news for today, though he hasn't been in Wisconsin since campaigning for president in 2020, Democratic Socialist and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders made a stop in Racine on Friday to rally strikers at the CNH industrial plant where Case tractors are made. The strikers are part of the United Auto Workers who have been demanding better pay and better working conditions. More than 1,000 members are on strike at CNH locations in Racine and Burlington, Iowa. Sanders said the union members were sending a message to working families all over the country. You're fighting to be treated as human beings so that you can have time to spend with your kids and your parents. Sanders said, that's all you're asking for. It's not a whole lot. The strike is a part of a number of nationwide union action during the COVID-19 pandemic, including strikes by Kellogg's workers and unionization efforts at Starbucks across the country, including in Wisconsin. Sanders addressed many of the complaints of union members, including 12-hour workdays and forced overtime. We're talking about the workers here at CNH who have made enormous sacrifices during the pandemic, not being able to spend quality time with their families or even getting enough rest before they have to go back to work. Sanders said the company needs to come to the bargaining table to negotiate in good faith with the union. He called the hiring of replacement workers disgraceful. That, according to a report from WPR Online News. Sanders has had to take a back seat to the current administration since President Joe Biden defeated Donald Trump in the 2020 elections. Some of Sanders' usually strong stances on war, military spending, Medicare for all, $15 minimum living wage, and the Green New Deal have either been put on the back burner or taken out of negotiation altogether by the current majority Democrats. Sanders and Trump were both seen as populist independents who represented disenfranchised voters in the 2016 and 2020 presidential elections. Trump emerged as president in 2016, but the Democratic Party put an end to Sanders' campaign in 2020, although he was the leading candidate going into the South Carolina primary. Sanders no longer has the spotlight, although his 15-minute speech in Racine did have the sound of Sanders' attack on the power structure of the 1%. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.